In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kleiman, 58 years old, going to call it quits. There is a press conference that is now scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon, along with their athletic director, Gene Taylor. There was already a presser scheduled today because it's signing day across college football. So they, like every other school, had a presser scheduled, in this case, originally 11 o'clock. It's now 4. There are reports associated with this as well. Manhattan Mercury deserves credit, by the way, for being first to report this news. Nobody else had anything else about this, Cody, and all of a sudden the Manhattan Mercury had it, and that is that Colin Klein is expected to become the next head coach. Of course, the former K-Stater, legendary figure with that college football program. That is not official yet, but once again, multiple reports now confirming the same news. Let's just start with the obvious. This is a stunner, man. 58
years
old.
Very surprising, yes.
Does it make you rethink the observations that I think a lot of people had over the last couple weeks where, you know, Chris Kleiman was very emotional after the loss to Utah? Lance Leipold at KU even said he called Chris Kleiman to check in on him. Like, I hope, by the way, he's stepping away just because he's burnt out or something. I hope there's nothing, you know, personal going on or something like that. Let me be clear on that. But it is stunning that you would walk away.
I think that, like, it makes all the sense in the world now, those reactions. As in, he must have known this for a bit. Right? I mean, that's the thing that makes sense, is that he was either he knew this for a while, Gold, or he was already leaning that direction or considering that somewhere along the way. And this news today was already in motion. And that's why he was particularly sad after the game and talking about his seniors and why he wanted certain things out of it and all this other stuff makes more sense. Am I surprised that a 58-year-old at a Power 4 program just decides to up and leave on December 3rd? Yeah, now look, it's not December 3rd. He was probably planning on
trying to
keep this under wraps for a little bit longer than that, obviously, because they don't push the press conference back for no reason. They got to get their ducks in a row and make sure that things are in place for where they need to be. But yeah, I'm very surprised, but it does make more sense, and it feels like that's probably what was happening here.
And based off of some of the things that have been moved around, there's reports out of Manhattan today now that there was a team meeting scheduled for tomorrow that has been bumped up to 2 o'clock this afternoon. What this feels like, as you said, this was in the works for a bit, but they were hoping it didn't get out until after signing day. I mean, this is a huge, huge day in college football with signing day. We all know that it's important for all these programs. And so you were hoping, if you're K-State and if you were Chris Kleiman, that you were able to get through today, announce your signing class, and then meet with your team tomorrow, and then have it become, you know, public knowledge and hold a press conference to announce retirement. Everything, because the reports out there from the Manhattan Mercury, everything is sped up now. So that's why you have the presser being pushed back. You have reportedly the team meeting happening today. They're trying to get their ducks in a row. And then, not to mention, also try to finalize the report that Colin Klein is going to return to his alma mater, become the next head coach.
I guess why, you know, like, and this goes back to the same thing. Kudos to the small town paper. Dude who broke it. Seton. He is a
Ned Seton,
fourth generation newspaperman.
There you go.
Publisher of this small town paper. Lived in Kansas City for a little while, for what his profile said.
All right.
Big K-State fan. I don't think he's trying to hurt the program with this, but when you get news, and look, that's why K-State, that's why when you see all this reporting that says, oh, it's not official, and wait a second and, you know, like, yeah, he's maybe leaning towards retirement is they don't want this out. And it's early signing day, but they don't want this out today. I'm sure they wanted to release that information on their own terms. That's not how breaking news works.
No, I'm sure Chris Kleiman wanted to be the person to break his own news. I mean, that's, I think everybody would prefer that. But that, as you said, especially in 2025, that's not how this works. I saw there was a few other, I won't mention them, but there were a few other outlets, at least one reporter from another outlet that covers Kansas State that was saying, you know, it's unfortunate that it broke today. No other outlet was going to report it on National Signing Day. What are we doing?
The Mercury's just supposed to sit on it?
You're just going to protect the program that you cover for a day because you know it might not be the best thing to announce it today. Like, what are we talking about?
I think there's some truth in the fact that he had the story before anyone else. But another 24 hours of a story, I can't emphasize how quickly somebody else can get that information. So no, you break the story when you have it.
I can't believe somebody that covers any, like that claims to be a journalist at all would be critical of somebody else for breaking this news today. What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Yeah, as soon as you find it, especially when you're a local paper, like you come out with that news right away. It does make sense that they wanted to avoid it from signing day, but from the perspective of the athletes, like if they wanted to have kids commit and sign before the day, they can just get released from the national letter of intent tomorrow if they wanted to.
Sure. Like, that's
fair. It doesn't fully affect the day, but in terms of what the day's supposed to be for K-State and what it is for college football, yeah, it makes sense that they wanted to wait. I get it.
What do you guys make of just if it becomes official with the Colin Klein aspect? He was OC in 2022 at K-State. Their offensive ranks under him in 2022, they were 24th in the country. As offense in 2023, they were the 19th best offense in football. He goes to A&M with Jimbo Fisher, actually, originally, right? To be the OC
when
there.
Jimbo got paid all that money. He had more
assistant
money.
He, of course, has stayed on with Mike Elko. A&M's a legit national title contender. Reports out of College Station are that if he takes this job, which he's expected to, he will be the OC still throughout the college football playoff for the run for Texas A&M. I would imagine. I'll be curious. The text line. We got K-State alums that are obviously listening to the show. I'm curious to get your perspective. I don't want to speak for you from someone that is not a K-State alum. I would imagine that as much as it may be crappy to lose your head coach in Chris Kleiman for retirement, I imagine you're kind of fired up that Colin Klein, who had success obviously as a football player, unbelievable football player, had success in a short period of time as an OC for K-State as well. Now is coming back home and bring some youth to the program and all that. I imagine, like, look, there's questions with any hire, right? He doesn't have head coach experience and all that, but you might have a better chance of keeping some of the guys that are already there. And certainly if you're a fan, I would imagine this softens the blow of what would be a late decision normally.
It's always kind of tough because I think fans generally, when they at least first get hired, love the one true son, right? Who doesn't like the, oh, he's coming home. He did it twice, right? It's like you get both the player and the coach, and like he ran a good offense when they were here, and they were sad to see him go. He went to at the time, bigger program with a bigger
coach.
He's
making $5 million as an assistant at A&M right now.
Well, they paid him a ton of money to go there. That's why he ended up leaving Kansas State. So I got to think on paper, I don't think you can do much better considering the date. Like, look at all the trouble Penn State's had hiring a coach. We see Heartline go to USF. Like, just look at the names available on the street as it sits right now.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't think you could do much better considering when he is retiring than getting Colin Klein. You've already missed the bigger names, the bigger opportunities and the people out on the street. And he was an up and comer coach in the sense that people probably thought he was going to be a head coach in the next year or two anyway.
Well,
the report from
College Station was that he was expected to become the next head coach at South Florida. And then when this all became a potential opportunity, obviously he was more interested in the K-State job.
Yeah, I think he was going to be a head coach because I think if the reporting was right, I remember him. I think he was one of the finalists for the Oklahoma State job. And then obviously they picked Morris. Maybe it's because they already had something kind of in the works or whatever it was. But yeah, you're right, Cody. And the fact that he was going to, well, if it wasn't this year, he was going to be a head coach within the next couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, if you really get down to like the nitty gritty of it, he's been in Texas. He's been recruiting in Texas. All of a sudden, maybe he's got A&M players who are in the vault, who are lower on the depth chart. Hey man, you can get more PT at K-State if you come and follow me. Like, I think him and that prowess of being there, not that it really ultimately matters, but him having the experience, and also Marcel Reed has done nothing but gotten better as a quarterback. That he's been in the Heisman conversation. If you're Avery Johnson, not that he needs to be convinced, but
But him maybe that would help him.
Him having previous experience with Colin Klein, and now that he's coming back, I think it can only help the chances, I think, that Kansas State ends up keeping Avery Johnson.
Yeah, whatever percentage you thought it was that he was going to stay, Avery Johnson, it drastically went up.
I think so.
I think if, in fact, this all gets finalized the way it's being reported, which is, again, that Chris Klieman is expected to retire, that Colin Klein is going to become the next head coach at Kansas State. There's a press conference this afternoon at 4 o'clock in Manhattan, and the expectation is Klieman will announce his retirement there.
Can I ask what Kansas State fans, and this is, I guess we can do it from the outsider's perspective too, 913-586-7965, describe the Klieman era? Because, like, I know how you describe the Bill Snyder era, and I know how you describe the Ron Prince era. So, like, there aren't that many eras in Kansas State history for people my age or older. It's pretty much Bill Snyder, the couple of years Ron Prince drove the thing into the ground, Bill Snyder making you viable again, and now the Klieman era. That's pretty much my knowledge of the Kansas State football era. He went to a bowl game all but two seasons, or all but one season, just as long as
they won a conference title,
like, get to a bowl game this year, which they will, because he won one conference title in, what, 7 years? So, like, it's okay. Big 12, I mean, you would certainly hope.
That was when Texas and Oklahoma were still in the conference, too.
It was. He won 3 of 5 bowl games. He won 10 games once. The last 3 years, he's won 10, 9, and 9, and now this year, 6. So it's like, what do we think of the, like, I gotta say, there's no way to pitch it as, like, this was a failure. Like, Klieman didn't work and it wasn't a good coach. But also, I imagine you're not like, oh no, not Klieman, please don't leave. You know, I'm sure it's not like,
well,
you're
here's
not
a couple
sad
texts.
To see the complete era leave either. A
couple
guess.
Texts from people that say they're KSU alum. Someone said, you know, not hurt Klieman's retiring, fire it up if Klein truly does come back, but want to make sure that actually is the case. They're just saying basically like they don't want to get their hopes up, essentially, is what somebody said. Someone else says, well, miss Klieman, but seemed maybe he lost desire and edge. Someone else says, this isn't crappy news at all. Best news Cats fans have had in a while. Colin is a great choice, in my opinion. So that's a little bit of the just text lines thoughts from K-State fans the news today.
I wonder if they would, like, let's say in this other world that Klein doesn't take the job and Klieman announces he's retiring.
Ooh, okay.
I wonder if people's thoughts are any different where the fact that Colin Klein is the guy who seems to be coming into the position makes you feel good because he's one of your own. He bleeds purple. It feels good. Plus, the offense, you could argue, was maybe a little bit better when Klein was
definitely
the OC.
I just mentioned they were top 25 in the country in offense.
And not that Matt Wells has been bad, but I think a lot of people this year in particular have been critical of the play calling and Matt Wells' OC.
Look, the truth is that Chris Kleiman's going to still go down. And I think over on Twitch, they put it down and on the text line. He's going to end up going down as the second best head coach in K-State's history.
He won a Big 12 championship.
And a Big 12 championship they don't take away. And that's a huge accomplishment for any team or any team in any conference. So you get that. Look, I'm just trying to decide. It seems like fans were done with Klieman, but also understand that it's not like he did a terrible job the entire time he was here. Like, Bill Snyder, in his second run at K-State, won 10 games twice. Klieman did it once, right? So it's not like there was some huge difference. They won they lost more bowl games, but they went to a lot of bowl games, went to bowl games every year, pretty much went to bowl games every year with Klieman. He at least maintained, I think, the quality of program K-State was when Bill Snyder took over. So that's really Klein's job, is to, at the very least, maintain the level of program that you are. Now, ideally, you get to a new level. He takes you to a new level. But Klieman did what Ron Prince couldn't, which was, can you just keep us going here for a little while and then try to get up? Because the Big 12 is more obtainable than ever because of no Oklahoma, because of no Texas. We talked about this when those teams left. K-State, in my opinion, stood as the best beneficiary to try to become, like, the name of the college football conference. Like, become the name of this conference as it relates to college football. Klieman didn't accomplish that.
Yeah.
That's still on the table for them as a possibility. So we'll see if Klein can.
And if, in fact, the Colin Klein era begins, you know, this next season, if everything gets finalized the way it's being reported, if that's the case, it'll be interesting to follow. Look, there's going to be major pluses, I think, on offense. There's no question. I do think they can get to a point where they're once again a top 25 offense in the country. They were that as when he was the OC for 2 years. The question will be where, and this will be with him, you know, building his staff out and things like that. Where's the inexperience come into play, right? There's no perfect coaching hire. So he clearly, I think offensive mind wise and scheme, everybody's very excited. What is it on the, I would imagine he's going to be pretty damn good on the recruiting trail, given the ties to K-State and his age and everything. How important is his DC hire? Things like that will be interesting to follow. We're trying to get a guest on from, we just got to confirm. So Tim Fitzgerald is going to join us at 11 o'clock. Some things got moved around. So Tim Fitzgerald, who has covered K-State for,
perfect,
I don't want to age him to, I think 30 plus years at this point,
yep,
for GoPowerCat.com. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock, and we will call him then.
Do we know, so this is something that I think is going to be taken after the press conference and everything taken care of, but it'll be interesting to see if, not that there's a higher dedication of resources, but I wonder, because we're seeing that a lot with these players or these coaches, there's a higher dedication of resources, there's more investment from the boosters. I wonder if we're going to get any resemblance of that with Kansas State. I know it's a little bit different where a coach is retiring and getting,
but like, promise Klein more money. But
I wonder if there's any of that, Cody, where it's, hey, you know, we know that we're bringing you in, and obviously you're a part of us, and you have been for a long time, but we're going to invest, we will invest more money in name, image, and likeness, and how we spend our money in terms of resources for the program. I wonder if, because that can only help when you're competing, because I think, Cody, I think you're right, where everybody expected them to be like the class of the conference, but now with NIL, Texas Tech and all the money they have, and BYU and all the money that they have, has kind of flipped the script now, where the most money is helping, along with good coaching, sure, of course, but where K-State's at, having a good coach, and if Klein works out the way that they can, I wonder if more investment can just help them be a tick better in maybe competing from a recruiting standpoint with Texas Tech and BYU, who seem to be the class of the conference, at least going forward for now.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.